And of course, we hope that that thunder moves out before the weekend. We are going to be celebrating the 28th annual Italian Festival at St. Philip Neri. And our guest is Mike Martosha, who is no stranger to the microphones here. So welcome, Mike.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great. We're here to get all the details about the 28th annual Italian Festival. So start with when it's taking place, what we can expect.
Sure. So, you know, we kick off Thursday morning, the 15th. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be kicking off in the morning with a lot of prep, a lot of cooking, a lot of sauce, you know, simmering, right? Setting up a lot of stuff. Things actually open up 5 p.m. on this Thursday, the 15th. As you alluded to, it's St. Philip Neri Catholic Church on Munn Road, across the street from Fort Mill High School. We go until about 9 p.m. With serving food and all kinds of other things, entertainment, right, on Thursday. Then things really kick into high gear Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th this week. So Friday at the festival grounds, we'll have over 50 different artisans and vendors. We will have live entertainment again on Friday. While Friday, we kick things off food-wise with lunch from 11:30 to 1:30, and then dinner is 5 until 9. Saturday, we kick things off with the cannoli run, and you can still sign up. Go to our website, spnitalianfestival.com, and sign up for the cannoli run. Stick around. We can, you know, serve you food after that. But if you're not coming to the cannoli run Saturday, come out with your kids. We have the kids zone. We have the artisans and vendors again. We have live entertainment. All 3 days, we have wine and beer tastings. We've got a silent auction going on for 3 days, and then a live auction is Saturday at 5:45 p.m. And again, as always, you know, Alan from your mm-hmm. company, right, will come out, and Alan will come out and be our MC, right, for the auction. Live entertainment again throughout the day on Saturday. I think our biggest draw that we have, besides the entertainment, the artisans, and things like that, is certainly our authentic food, right? Mm. So I think we were talking earlier about how we have 750 volunteers. That makes up not only the running of the three-day festival this week at St. Philip Neri, but also the sausage and meatball, what we'll call madness, right?
And I want people to hear that again, because that is a huge number of volunteers.
Number.
I mean,
that's
to
incredible.
Say that again, how yeah. many volunteers does this take?
We rely on 750 plus volunteers.
I mean, that's incredible.
Right. So that's between the kitchen, food service, a lot of stuff that's behind the scenes, like setup, takedown, cleaning, all that. So we rely on people not only from our parish, but also the community, right? So our parish is among the fastest growing Catholic churches in the state. We've got our 5,000 parishioners now, continue to grow. But the community comes out too. We have a lot of major partners and sponsors, and their folks volunteer as well as being a sponsor. So.
And I know that you were starting to talk about the food. It's very authentic. What can people right. expect when they come to the Italian festival?
Yeah, so, give us the menu.
Yeah, menu is. So homemade sausages, homemade meatballs, around 5,000 of each have been hand-rolled, hand-done, right? Eggplant parm. We talked a little bit earlier this morning about what sells out, right? And eggplant parm always sells out, typically by late afternoon on Saturday, right? So if you want eggplant parm, come for lunch on Saturday, come for dinner on Thursday or Friday, right, or lunch on Friday. But eggplant parm is probably the most popular. The sausages and meatballs right up there, right? But we also have, and this stuff also is homemade as well, ziti, lasagna. And this is coming from 100 to 200 plus volunteers that also make this stuff, right?
Wow.
All coming from the parish as well, with a recipe that's been around for probably all 28 years. So this morning we'll start prepping the eggplant, and then over the next couple of days we'll start thawing some meatballs and sausages out. And, you know, after that, it's really up to Mother Nature and, of course, everyone in the area come out for the event. And again, admission is free. The only thing that costs are the wine and beer tastings, if you're going to buy something from the auction, and of course the food. And I would recommend everybody go to spnitalianfestival.com. You can buy your tickets ahead of time on the website. That avoids some of the lines that you may see around, you know, the crunch time around 5 or 6 p.m.
Why is the Italian Festival so important? And what would you tell maybe newcomers to Fort Mill who have never experienced the Italian Festival? Like, what advice would you give them about coming, and why do they need to participate?
Sure. So our founding priest 28 years ago There was a thought process, obviously, well before that. But this festival was created for, you know, dual purposes. We had some Italian, you know, following in that ethnicity in the area and at our parish. But probably the biggest reason is stewardship in the community, right? Because the community and the parish are connected at the hip. There's so many things we do throughout York County, like tithing and giving to a lot of causes. And this is every week that we do this. So the festival is a way to give back, have some fun, get people connected to our cause and to our church, right, and to our following. And I think when people come to our church, when they come to Kids Families Fun Zone, for example, they get the sense of this parish who is connected to the community that wants to provide fun. At the same time, maybe a little bit of education about who we are, what we do, right? So it's a great festival setting. We have a huge campus now compared to 10 years ago, what we used to have. The facilities are great. So I think there's a lot of room for everybody. And we typically average over 10,000 people those 3 days too. So
it's crazy. So I'm assuming that you do use this as a fundraiser. And what do some of those funds go back to? You talked a little bit about the community and the parish working together, but is there a specific cause that the money will go to?
Yeah, so great question. So typically those three or four, sometimes five causes, the funds will go to those causes. Typically we decide where to tithe after the festival. It's probably some of our biggest areas of need, right, in the community, and those fluctuate every month, right? So we've probably got, you know, several dozen causes that we provide funding to from our parish on a regular basis. But what we net proceeds-wise from the festival will go to those causes typically, you know, as early as June, right? Because the festival's, you know, here at the end of May. So, yeah, I really couldn't tell you ahead of time which those are. We typically wait till the festival's over, and then we decide to direct those funds that way.
All right. So the 28th annual St. Philip Neri Italian Festival is taking place this coming weekend. Kicks off on Thursday at what time, Mike?
Thursday this week kicks off at 5 p.m., goes till 9.
Okay. And then goes Friday?
Friday's lunch, 11 to 1:30. And then 5 until 10. And we serve food till 9, but the entertainment goes till 10.
And then finishes up on Saturday.
Yeah, we start Saturday morning with the cannoli run, and then we start serving food at 11. All the entertainment, the vendors are open at 11 a.m. We typically go to 9 or 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Even if we run out of eggplant parm, there's still meatballs and sausages.
All right. Well, Mike Martosha, who is the co-chair of the 28th Annual St. Philip Neri Italian Festival, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.